In this bulletin, Labor adamant there are no divisions in the party despite conflicting comments by a former Labor minister. The health minister announces $160 million in mental health funding. And what to expect ahead of tonight's World Cup games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Nicole Kirby. Manager of federal government business Christopher Pyne says Anthony Albanese's challenge to his party's relationship with business is just the beginning of his campaign for the leadership of the Labor Party. It comes after the former Deputy Prime Minister urged the Labor Party to work more closely with business sector and ensure it becomes better connected with people who are not union members. The comments come amid Labor's criticism of the government's attempts to secure support in Parliament for a corporate tax cut. Mr. Pyne says Bill Shorten's leadership of the Labor Party has failed and he should hold a leadership ballot immediately.
I'm sure Bill Shorten is white hot with fury about the fact that Anthony Albanese has declared that the leadership contest is well and truly on. It has been bubbling for some time. There have been many instances over the last few months where Anthony Albanese has contradicted Bill Shorten, but last night Anthony Albanese fired the starter gun on the leadership contest. We know where it's going to end. It will end in a ballot of the Labor Party membership and the caucus, and the sooner Bill Shorten gets on with it, the better.
The Perth-based company behind the disastrous Awassi Express sheep shipment to the Middle East, where thousands of animals died from heat stress, says it will cooperate with authorities after its license was suspended. The Department of Agriculture ordered Emmanuel Exports on June 1 to show cause why it should hold an export license. But on Friday, the department confirmed the export license of one company had been suspended, pending a full review of the company's response to a show. West Australian Premier Mark McGowan told reporters only the highest standards were acceptable in the industry.
I've always had a very reasoned view about this industry, and that is it needs to have extremely high standards, and agencies of government need to enforce extremely high standards. And if that's what's going on, that is reasonable to enforce high standards in this industry. Otherwise, the industry itself won't be acceptable to the people of Australia anymore.
Health Minister Greg Hunt has announced $160 million for a new national psychosocial measure for people with severe mental illness, following an agreement between the federal and state and territory governments. The federal government will provide $80 million over 4 years, beginning in July, with state and territory governments matching the commitment. Mental Health Australia Chief Executive Frank Quinlan says the boost will help address service gaps for Australians with mental illness and psychosocial disability who aren't covered by the National Disability Insurance. The United States and South Korea have agreed to indefinitely suspend military exercises that President Trump has called very provocative. North Korea has long sought to end the war games, and the concessions come in the wake of the Singapore summit earlier this month, where President Trump and Kim Jong-un met for the first time. South Korea and the US are now suspending plans for August's Freedom Guardian, which last year saw more than 50,000 South Korean troops and 17,500 American troops participate. And in sport, the Socceroos say they're still confident of going through to the knockout stages of the Football World Cup, despite needing to both win and get a favourable result in another match. Australia's draw with Denmark leaves them still 3 points behind the Danes after two matches. It means the Australians need to win their final group stage match against Peru and hope that the Danes lose theirs to an already qualified for the next round, France, to have a chance of going.
We're all very confident. I think, although yesterday, we fell a little bit short, we know that there's still a lot more in this team. I think we've been growing each match. While Peru's going to be an extremely difficult task for us, we have the next few days, I guess, to fine-tune a few more things. And I think that this group, after everything that sort of the last 4 years has brought and whatnot, I think it's just fitting that it comes down to this last game.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy 15. Melbourne, possible shower 13. Hobart, shower 2, 12. Canberra, morning fog and frost and 13. Wollongong, sunny and 15. Sydney, mostly sunny 16. Newcastle, possible morning shower 17. Brisbane, sunny and 23. Cairns, shower 2, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 31. I'm Nicole Kirby. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social media.